Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. It's another busy day at the emergency room at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles.
We've seen a rapid rise in patients presenting to the ER and some requiring hospitalization for COVID-related symptoms.
And Dr. Sam Torbati, who's in charge of emergency medicine at Cedars-Sinai, says it's powered by the much more contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19. State figures show LA County hospitals now have 2,240 patients who've tested positive for COVID-19. That's as high as the count has been since last February, when we were coming down from the frightening surge of cases during the 2020 holiday season. Now, of course, we have vaccines, and Dr. Sam Torbati says they're making a difference.
You know, the patients aren't quite as sick, thank goodness, because I think we have the vaccine and a significant proportion of patients have been vaccinated. But for the ones who are not vaccinated, this variant is pretty doggone aggressive. It's just like Delta. It gets them really sick, and many of them require oxygen and hospitalization, and some require ICU.
Dr. Sam Torbati at LA Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. He's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. And as COVID-19 infections rise, well, we're back to this. The LA City Council says it's returning to virtual meetings for January, a move triggered by the soaring number of new COVID-19 infections. Once the pandemic began, the council met for more than 14 months online. It returned to in-person meetings back in June, although the public was still restricted to virtual appearances only. Now it's back to remote civic participation for everybody. A UCLA Labor Center study says nearly a quarter of fast food workers have caught COVID-19 in the last year and a half. It also says many fast food workers don't get the workplace protections they're entitled to by law. LA County Public Health commissioned the study. It's based on 417 surveys and 15 interviews with fast food workers. Report author Tia Coons says it also found that fewer than half the workers reported getting paid sick leave when they or their coworkers were infected with COVID-19.
It's hard to think of another industry besides healthcare workers who have to interact so much with the public, and yet their employers are not helping them.
Tia Coons at the UCLA Labor Center says she hopes the study will help push policymakers to make changes to protect fast food workers amid the current surge. Already, LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis has taken an interest in the study's findings. As the pandemic drags on, so does our drought. The recent rain was nice, but it wasn't enough to end it. KPCC's Lita Martinez says we're still in a drought emergency.
About a third of California's water supply comes from the snowfall we get each year. And as of last week, the state's snowpack average was at about 160% of normal. That's good news, considering that last December, it was just 52% of the historical average. But Sean de Guzman with the California Department of Water Resources tells KPCC's Air Talk that even with an above-average amount of snow, that's just one piece of the puzzle. He says we need to think about the state's water supply like a big bucket. And while reservoirs got a boost from those recent storms, many of them are below capacity.
Our bucket is only about 55% full. We still need almost half of that bucket to still fill up.
He says precipitation levels will have another 3 months to catch up before the next big measurement in April, when the snowpack reaches its seasonal peak. I'm Lita Martinez.
Here's more on the drought. The State Water Resources Control Board today adopted new mandatory water restrictions. No more watering your lawn within 48 hours of a rainstorm, and no more letting the sprinklers run onto the sidewalk. If you don't comply, you could get fined up to $500. But the Water Resources Control Board says that's not the point. The point is to get you to dial back on the water you use. The governor asked months ago for Californians to cut back water use by 15%, and we fell way short. And now some college basketball news. For the sixth game in a row, Long Beach State has had to cancel a men's basketball game because the opponent had COVID-19 problems. This time, it was tonight's game at Cal State Fullerton. Well, Long Beach plays next Saturday at the Pyramid against Hawaii, but that game is in doubt, too. Hawaii just canceled its Thursday game at Fullerton. But this afternoon, an update, Long Beach State called up Westcliff University in Irvine, asked if they wanted to play hoops tomorrow night. Westcliff said, sure. They also said they were COVID-free, and that's just as good. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.